Hello, welcome to a bonus edition of Locked on Sharks. My name is JD Young, one half of the Content Boys. Kyle continues to be abducted by Australians. And today I wanted to talk about the Sharks-Penguins game that I actually went to and was able to cover. So I wanted to kind of give my thoughts on the game. Got a little bit of footage from the post-game presser, and then just kind of my experience covering the game. So if you guys want a little bit of a kind of what happened, stick around.
You're Locked on Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked on Podcast Network, your team every day.
So yeah, the Sharks lost 2-1 in overtime to the Pittsburgh Penguins last night. A game where the Sharks were the better team. And this is now two games in a row where the Sharks feel like they've been the better team and just haven't gotten the results they wanted. You know, right now they're just having trouble finishing. And teams go through that right now. They definitely don't have the top end scoring. This is something that we've talked about before, where if it's not Timo Meier or Tomas Hertl or Couture or what have you, where they're just not, if those guys aren't producing goals every night, they're just not getting the scoring that they wanted. But I think you got to feel really good about the way they've played, even though the results aren't quite there yet. And sometimes you have to, especially in a long season, you have to, you know, look at the process compared to the results. And the Sharks right now are playing actually really good hockey. And that's something that if you think that the Sharks are a playoff team, you can point to and be like, look at what they're doing. They're shutting down these really good teams like the Rangers, who are a, you know, top five team in the league, the Penguins, who are, you know, a top 10 team in the league. And, you know, the Penguins, who the Sharks played 2 weeks ago and got annihilated, you know, especially with the four goals in the first 6 minutes. The Sharks were the better team, out shooting them, you know, through the first two periods by a huge margin. I think it was like 28-12 or something like that in the first two periods. And, you know, it sucks that they're not scoring right now. You know, I know like Noah Gregor's been getting a lot of, you know, a lot of attention from the fan base, and, you know, for, you know, the poor guy right now has got, I think, 50 consecutive shots without a goal, which is, that's just a brutal, brutal streak. But he's doing, you know, a lot of good stuff right now. And, you know, the goals will come, like that stuff will come. And Noah Gregor, if on a good team, Noah Gregor is a third line winger. And right now he's having to play kind of on that second line because they don't have anybody else, especially with, you know, Barabanov being on the COVID list, and then sending Ekman back to Sweden, and then, you know, getting rid of Evander Kane, who, you know, we made it very clear on Evander Kane, on our stance on Evander Kane. But, you know, they just don't have those other finishers right now. So, but I think Noah Gregor's beyond due for a goal. So, but I mean, I, again, like the defense has been real much better. They've been able to help out Aiden Hill, who's also played a lot better as well. But, you know, the defensive structure of just not letting, you know, just open shots to the slot. I know Ferraro had a little bit of a miscue last night, and, you know, that happens occasionally, but like, the Sharks did a much better job of just of keeping like Crosby and stuff in check until the, you know, the overtime, and that much space, just Sidney Crosby is going to tear you up every time. But, you know, I think there are a lot of positives. I know Kyle has been, I've been kind of more in the middle of they have a chance to make the playoffs, and Kyle's been very, what's the point of making the playoffs? But, you know, games like last night kind of make you feel like, you know, if they can find some of that extra scoring, the Sharks could, you know, actually make a run to the playoffs. And especially if you want to keep Tomas Hertl, being able to prove that, hey, maybe, you know, you can get to the playoffs and make some noise if you can find some extra scoring, might be a pretty solid strategy. So going to take a break real quick here, and then we're going to talk about Aiden Hill, and then I'm going to talk about just my experience and, you know, what it was like covering an actual Sharks game for the first time. So, but before we continue, let's talk about our friends over at Built Bar. So Built Bar, if you guys don't know by now, it's a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, and it's even better than a candy bar. Built Bar makes it easy to stick to your New Year's resolutions because it tastes so good, you'll want to eat it. Unlike other protein bars, which can be chalky or waxy or taste like a chemical spill, you want to eat healthy, but it just gets so boring. By like week three, you're like, I'm done. I know this isn't worth it. Where's the chocolate? That's why Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate, but they're also healthy with 130 calories, 4 grams of sugars, 4 net carbs, 17 grams of protein. Compare that to a candy bar, which has usually 240 calories, 30 grams of sugar, and dozens of net carbs. So go pick out your favorite flavor or your favorite if you like. Or if you don't know which one, go get one of the variety boxes, which has a bunch of different flavors for you to try. So head over to built.com, use the promo code LOCKED15, get 15% off your order. Again, use the promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. BetOnline would like to wish you a happy betting year. BetOnline remains the number one place to wager and for all the wagering action for 2022. With a new year and new updated desktop and mobile website, so sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON to get started. From football, basketball, hockey, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for 2022. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. So let's talk about Aiden Hill, who has played much, much better, I think, since the break. And, you know, he did have that really soft one, a couple nights ago. But in the Rangers game, he played really well and just didn't get any run support, you know. And in the Penguins game, he played really well. And even the two goals he gave up, those were just fantastic plays by great players. You know, Letang is a great defenseman, Crosby and Gunsel are great players. Those happen, but you know, he's really kind of hung in there. And I got to actually ask him what has been kind of the difference the past couple games. So here is what he said, especially if you're checking us out on YouTube, you can watch here. So
JD Young.
Hey, Aiden, what has been the biggest kind of thing for your improved play? Has it been technique, the guys in front of you, a little bit of both?
Just working in practice. And, I've made a few mistakes, obviously, this year. But it's just, to keep going and keep battling and keep a good mindset.
Hill's been – you can kind of see it where, he's been working on it. And, he hasn't been giving up those kind of – I know the glove hand's still an issue, and that's something that he's going to have to continue to rectify. But, and especially with Reimer out and he's having to be the guy, I think he's done a good job of standing up. And when Reimer gets healthy here and he starts to play a little bit more, we can get back to a little – because it's been very streaky between the two where, each guy's been playing, 4 or 5 games in a row because, the other guy's been hurt or just the other guy just hasn't had the confidence right now. So if Hill can continue his – kind of upward trend right now, and Reimer can kind of come back in, and then they're not having to play 3-4 games in a row and wear themselves out. That's a good sign for the Sharks to be able to have competent goaltending. And then, the defense has been a lot better. And again, if they can just find some scoring punch, especially if the power play, which has been their Achilles heel lately, if that can get going, they have the makings to be a team that can really hunt for the wild card. So, it sucks that they lost, but I'm feeling more optimistic about them than I was a couple weeks ago, especially right after the break where they barely beat the Coyotes. They got, shellacked by the Penguins and, they just weren't playing their game. And it feels like that they're getting back to that more defensive style grinded out game. So when you play that way though, you do have to score the occasional goal. So I think they're getting there, and I think we're going to see an uptick in goals here soon. So they've been playing the right way. They've been doing the right stuff. They're just not getting rewarded. So process over results on this one. And I think the results will start to come. So, but my experience, I wanted to kind of talk about that. First of all, I have to thank the San Jose Sharks, of course, for letting me come cover a couple other people. I wanted to, of course, Shang Peng for kind of showing me the ropes and, kind of taking me under his wing for the night. And, Shang's done a bajillion things for me, so I wouldn't be here, talking to you guys if it wasn't for Shang. And then also C. Morley over at SB Nation at Fear the Finn, who took the chance on me and, you know, hired me there to make graphics. And this just goes to show you, kids, if you make enough dumb memes and make enough dick jokes, maybe you too can also go cover the Sharks. But, you know, it was an incredible day. You know, so I got there to morning skate, and I was actually the only Sharks kind of beat writer. None of the other Sharks beat writers were there, so it was neat to just kind of watch the players doing their drills and, you know, like, kind of see how they interact with each other and, you know, kind of how the drills, like, they're always constantly moving and just kind of taking all that in. And then watching the Penguins, you know, come out and kind of do their thing. And, you know, again, it's just, you know, 20 feet in front of you, Sidney Crosby and Malkin, and, like, just, you know, generational players in front of you, and you're just kind of sitting in the stands watching them practice and stuff. And, you know, and then coming back for the game, and just kind of everyone was super nice to me. And, you know, I got to meet some of the other beat writers and stuff, and, you know, going up in the rafters and kind of walking around and checking it out. And, you know, it was just an amazing experience, something I'll never forget. I'm definitely going to try to get up there again. You know, it's a little hard for me to schedule with having kids and a wife, but, you know, it was a super fun experience. And I couldn't be, you know, more thrilled. And I couldn't, you know, I mean, the big thing is, I mean, the fact that you guys even pay attention and listen to us and, you know, made us as anywhere as popular enough to do this. So, but yeah, it was just a super fun experience. I mean, I posted some pictures on Twitter and on my Instagram account. So if you want to go check those out, you can kind of see some of the behind the scenes stuff. But, you know, just being there and kind of being in the mix, it was kind of a surreal night the whole time. I just kind of keep kind of laughing to myself about, like, oh my God, I'm here doing this, you know. So, but yeah, so we'll be back tomorrow with a preview show with Sarah Avampato of Locked On Kings. So kind of a very interesting matchup between two teams who are kind of both in the mix of it right now. So I think this is kind of a big measuring stick game for both teams about if they really, really do have playoff aspirations. So, and it's also a weird 1 p.m. start time, so that might have a little, you know, something to do with if either team comes out to a slow start. So make sure you guys are, you know, so checking us out on YouTube. So subscribe there, where we are on our way to 550 subscribers. So the march to 1,000 continues. You can also listen to us wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify. I mean, you're listening to us now, so wherever you do that, continue to do that. Make sure you leave us a 5-star review. You can also do that on Spotify now. So I hit the wrong thing. Jesus. This is a mess. Anyway, that's it. You can find me at my fry hole. Locked On Sharks is on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Locked On Sharks. We'll be back tomorrow. Don't forget, on Wednesday, Scouch returns. So we're going to kick off our draft coverage for the 2022 NHL draft. I'm going to kind of get the big overview of some of the big names in the draft, and as in our quest to find William Eklund, a friend. And that's going to be it for me today. Bye, friends.